Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, we talk about what is front page news on just about every single day of the week. God, I'm on somewhere in the country every day of the week, from Sunday through Saturday. But I like to set down the front page from time to time and talk to people that are shaping the stories, that are part of the stories, that sometimes have to react to the stories. And no one, I think, has done that more admirably, at least in my mind, in recent history, than my next guest. Because for the first several years of the Trump administration, she was a rock in the press room and handling the press corps in Washington, D.C., which is not always a very pleasant job, with great, I would say great grace is actually the word I would use. Her name is Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and she's a longtime friend of Kevin McCullough Radio, and she is back with us, and it's good to have her. Sarah, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Kevin. It's an honor and a pleasure to get to be on your show and to hear your voice. It's been too long since I've gotten to hear your voice, and I'm excited that we get to have a little conversation.
Well, you were busy. You in fact, since I think since the last time we saw each other face to face, I think you've gotten married, you've had all your kids, and you went to work for the White House. So
hopefully it hasn't been quite that long, but maybe. I think that just means we're getting old, Kevin. I don't.
Yeah. Well, I know that's true in my case. Hey, let me ask you about this, and I've been dying to ask you this question since I knew you were going to be on the show. Your favorite presidential candidate to work for as a candidate?
Ooh, tough one. I think you're trying to get me in trouble, but as much as I love President Trump and as much as I was happy and glad and honored to work for him in the White House, by far, nobody is even in a close second. Best person to work for would have to be my dad, but I'm pretty biased on that one. So, he's far and away the clear winner.
Well, a lot of people didn't connect this, but you know, your dad's support for the president made total sense to me in 2016, because a lot of the more populist ideas that the Trump administration kind of built itself on, your dad for many years was one of the only people talking about in terms of the presidential level of politics. He was the only one talking about those things, doing away with a lot of these bad trade partnerships and wanting to rework some of the trade deals that we had, whether it be with people in the Pacific or people in Europe. And really, it made a ton of sense to me to see how someone that, you know, and I was fully supportive of your dad's runs both times. I was very iffy about the current president. I did not know him well. I did not have a good idea of what he was going to be like until he got elected. But, man, I got to tell you, since he has been, I think a lot of us that were in that boat were firmly thrilled to see just exactly how good of a president he's been. It had to be a tough decision for you to make that switch in 16. Do you go into that at all in the new book, Speaking for Myself, Sarah Huckabee Sanders?
Absolutely. I actually talk about that process and how I came to support the president. In all honesty, it wasn't as hard of a decision as some people might think. Like you said, he and my dad were talking about a lot of the same things, and had that very much populist message and really speaking to the forgotten men and women of America.
Right.
And I thought that the president, candidate Trump at the time, really reflected some of that same messaging that my dad had been talking about for a long time that obviously I supported. But the other big piece that set him apart from the other candidates after my dad got out of the race, and one of the reasons that I wanted to support him and that I write about in the book, is that I thought he could win. I thought he could beat Hillary Clinton, and I knew how bad America would be under Hillary Clinton's leadership. We saw the disasters that she created as the Secretary of State. We knew how far left she was. And I thought Donald Trump is the best person to beat her, and that was another huge catalyst for me jumping onto his team and supporting him fairly early in 2016.
Yeah, no, it was remarkably early. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is who we're speaking with, the former press secretary for the president. The book is subtitled Faith, Freedom, and the Fight of Our Lives Inside the Trump White House. And, Sarah, I want to spend some time talking about that because I know that from day one, the idea of draining the swamp and dismantling business as usual in Washington, D.C. was on the mind of the president. He ran on it. He vowed to do something about it, and he started to. But did any of you have any idea at the level of corruption, the level of dirty politics, the level of dishonesty that you guys were walking into, whether it be things like the Russia collusion issue or the silly games that Congress was going to play in hearing after hearing, et cetera, et cetera? Did you have any idea that any of that was coming? I think it's one thing to say, I'm going to go there and dismantle this stuff, but it's another thing to have basically an all-out war launched against you.
You know, I grew up in Arkansas, and so I had seen the corrupt Clinton political machine in action my entire life. And so the level that they would go to in order to defeat their opponents and to win, that part doesn't surprise me. But how widespread and how far-reaching the corruption was, and it wasn't just within the government. It's the fact that they had their allies in the media that were fully willing to further those lies and further that hysteria over the Russia witch hunt and push this false narrative that the president had somehow done something wrong. And that did surprise me, just how quickly and how willing and how far-reaching all of it was. And it went on for 2.5 years. I mean, the idea that for over 2 years, the president and his team had to battle back against the fake Russia witch hunt is still mind-blowing on so many levels.
Well, Sarah, I've written about this recently in my column, but it's one thing to be a candidate and to make a promise and to go to Washington, D.C. and do it. And so, you know, a few presidents have one or two promises kept by the time they get to the end of their first term. Barack Obama had Affordable Care Act. President Bush had the No Child Left Behind, and then, of course, 9/11 and his whole presidency became obsessed with stopping terrorism. Bill Clinton had a little bit more success in a few different areas, but he still only had maybe 5 or 6 promises that he actually kept. We're going into the reelection of President Trump with, as I have been able to count, more than 120 campaign promises that he made that he followed through on. And in addition to that, he got the deregulatory stuff done to the Obama executive orders that needed to be done away with. He got the tax reform done. He got a number of things incentivized so that small businesses could begin to flourish again and bring production back from overseas, which he again promised this is what he was going to make happen. And he did all of that while fighting the fight that you just described. I mean, it's like one hand had to be, you know, kind of holding Pelosi and company at the door, and the other was busy doing what he had said he would do. But I've never seen two tracks of a president be able to fight off the attack and then also get that amount of work accomplished. What do you credit that to in terms of what you saw day in and day out?
Well, I think we saw a businessman who likes results and wants to get things done. I think, you know, this was a person who was willing to push harder and faster than any president that's come before him. I think you're exactly right. What he was able to get done is absolutely remarkable, considering all of the things that he was up against. And I think a lot of people have been surprised by how conservative he has governed as well. Some people may not like his style, but it's very hard to argue with the substance and what he has delivered in terms of results. It's been very clear that every American has done better under this president. And I think that's going to be one of the big factors that helps him, certainly in 2020, here in the next couple of months, as people go to the polls and start casting their ballots. We are going to see people remember where they were 4 years ago versus how much further they've come under this president.
And that's even with a pandemic that has visited itself on our shores and had to be dealt with as well. Again, we're speaking with Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and the book is called Speaking for Myself. And, friend, I would love for you to get a copy and help push Sarah Huckabee Sanders even higher on the New York Times bestsellers list. I do believe she hit number one this last week, which is kind of cool because then the editors at the New York Times editorial pages actually have to read it. We're coming back with Sarah Huckabee Sanders on Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to survivalseedbank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit survivalseedbank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own survival seed bank today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What a little moonlight can do. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do to you.
We're speaking with Sarah Huckabee Sanders. The book is Speaking for Myself, Faith, Freedom, and the Fight of Our Lives Inside the Trump White House. I want to brag about Sarah just for a second because there's a story that most of you listening would not have any even knowledge of. But a number of years ago, a CPAC, I actually helped organize this kind of youth thing that they had never done before in the evenings at CPAC. A lot of people go to the main dinner. It's a rubber chicken dinner. Very expensive ticket, and for a lot of the young people that go to CPAC, they couldn't afford it. Her dad had just run for president and was not able to join us, but we asked if Sarah could come instead, and she had worked the campaign, and she had not been press secretary at that point. A lot of people did not even really realize she was involved in politics at that point, but she came and she represented her dad. I think we awarded your dad with an award that night, and you accepted on his behalf, and then you gave your talk. And Sarah, what I remember about that evening is that afterwards, and we had a pretty good turnout for the event, you could have run off and been busy and, you know, too busy to do whatever you needed to do, but you stayed and you talked to every single kid that had shown up that night that wanted to talk to you. And I remember you didn't get out of there very early. And that just always struck me as being so touching, because you were actually shaping those kids that had come there to, who knows, maybe serve their country in public policy someday.
Well, I thank you for sharing that, Kevin. And one of the things that I certainly learned from my dad is to always treat people with kindness and respect. And if people are willing and happy to come and see you, then you owe them your time and back to them for coming out and supporting you. And one of the things that I try to talk about a lot in the book are moments like that I saw from the president that you don't see behind the scenes, and tried to highlight the things you'll never hear in the media, because I want people to see that other side, those moments that take place off camera, because I think that really reveals a lot about who a person is. And so that was a big driver behind my book, and I appreciate you bringing that up and certainly for highlighting that moment that, you know, I was probably a lot younger too and able to stay up a lot later then. So, and I never would have realized how much I would appreciate those people coming out and supporting me until after I was the press secretary and had so many negative people, right, and had the other side. So I'm very grateful to have had that, you know, early boost of support even back then.
Well, let's talk about that for a second, because I believe that in just watching you handle the press corps each day and then watching my lovely bride handle our kids each day, I couldn't help but notice that a lot of times it looked like you were just schooling a room full of first graders, and kind of like that's what you had to do because you were kind of the mom in charge at that point in time. What was your takeaway from that job? If you were to have warned Kaylee or anybody else that follows in the footsteps down the road, and I do think it's interesting that Governor Huckabee's daughter was the press secretary and then his intern was the secretary. Seems like your dad has a good beat on how to become press secretary in the White House. But what would your advice be to people that have to handle the press corps there at the White House?
I think the first and most important thing is to be yourself. Don't try to be anything other than who you are. God created you for a specific and unique purpose, and don't try to deviate from that. And I think that that's the most important thing you can do going into that room, is know who you are before and what you believe in before you ever step foot into that room. It makes it a lot easier to stand your ground and stand your convictions when you know exactly what those are. You know, and I think Kaylee has done a great job in doing that.
Yeah.
And I think that was one of the things that helped guide me through that process, and probably had something to do with my parents helping get me there. And I'm sure Kaylee appreciated some of that mentoring from my dad as well.
Yeah, no, well, your dad has this kind of undefatigable optimism, but he's strong, and he knows who he is, and that's what I think is a big draw about him for people consists of. Let me ask you about some of the tougher stuff. Take us to the night where you and your family are dining, and I forget the name of the place, the Red Hen, the Red Rooster, whatever it was. And that episode unfolded. I'm sure you cover it in the book, but take us into that moment and how you experienced it.
I do. I talk about this fairly significantly in the book, and it's the first time I've really told my side of the story. My family was at the Red Hen in Lexington, Virginia. I'd come in from D.C., and they'd actually gotten there a little bit before me. It was my husband's side of the family, and we get together just a couple times a year, and this was where we were gathering for the weekend. And I walked in, I sat down. I hadn't, you know, been there more than a minute or two when the owner of the restaurant came over and asked to speak with me, where she quickly let me know that I wasn't welcome in her restaurant and asked me to leave. I grabbed my things. I walked out of the door. But the second part of that story that people don't know that I write about in Speaking for Myself is that after we left that restaurant, my husband and I went home, and the rest of our family went across the street to another restaurant, and the Red Hen owner followed them and called her friends and gathered a group outside of that second restaurant to protest them, holding handmade signs and letting them know they weren't welcome in somebody else's restaurant either. But I just find that type of behavior and that type of negativity and anger towards anybody just because you disagree with them to be hypocrisy at its worst. You know, the liberal left loves to lecture us about tolerance as long as you agree with them. And the second you don't, they start attacking you personally, calling you names, and kicking you out of restaurants. And, I write about that a lot in that experience, and how we got through that as a family and, you know, how it felt in that moment.
Well, and what I'm really curious about, Sarah, is that was an incident, in one of which over the course of, let's say, a year, of various people experiencing what we have now come to refer to commonly as cancel culture. And one of the things that America has always, prided itself on is that we have a tolerance of people's viewpoints and the ability to actually engage each other on the differences in our viewpoints and have vibrant conversations about that. I know that, for instance, your dad didn't have, you know, any long time love for the Clintons, but I don't think he would ever have turned down an opportunity to talk to Bill Clinton and say, here's why I disagree with you and here's what I disagree with you on. I've seen him do as much with other prominent Democrats in recent years. So where do you, from having experienced that personally, do you think that that is a danger that our country is really on the verge of embracing?
And hold that thought, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, because the music means that we're up against the break. And when we come back, we'll get your take on cancel culture as we continue on Radio Night Live, live from New York. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you. Our phone line is open, 888-340-3373. Take your calls on things that Sarah is saying, and also take your calls on the process you want to see take place with Ruth Bader Ginsburg's replacement. And this preview of next week, Candace Owens with us exclusively. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president said at a rally he's likely to choose a woman for a nominee to replace Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who passed away from pancreatic cancer on Friday at the age of 87.
When the choice is made, I'll be sending it over to Mitch in the Senate, and they will do what they have to do. I think we'll have a very popular choice, whoever it may be.
The president said he would name a nominee soon. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says a vote will be held. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany.
This is a president who's guided by the founding of this country and the Constitution. And you look at the justices he's put in place, Neil Gorsuch, you look at Justice Kavanaugh. These are great justices.
The president's short list of potential nominees is reported to include appeals court judges Barbara Lagoa and Amy Coney Barrett. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Of all the boys... Of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, 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 boys. Of all the boys. Of all the boys I've known.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Welcome back to New York. And I'm so honored to have Sarah Huckabee Sanders with us tonight in this hour for the Ladies Lounge. I do want to touch on something though that is quite important because there's some breaking news tonight. And Sarah, stand by. We're going to come right back to you. But Fox News is reporting that various people across Twitter and social media, some of whom, as you've seen in recent days, are burning down other cities, are saying that they will burn the entire effing thing down if they even try to replace RBG. This is according to a Twitter user by the name of Reza Aslan. He later responded to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's vow to hold a vote on President Trump's nominee over our dead bodies. Literally, he tweeted. Author Aaron Wavea similarly blasting McConnell, saying, F, no, burn it all down. You've got now specific threats to Congress that there will be violence and arson and all kinds of other direct responses to what should be seen as a constitutional obligation of the president. Now, again, it's the president's job to nominate whoever he nominates. It's the Senate's job to advise and consent and confirm. That's the separation of powers here. But this is the attempt by the arsonists, anarchists, Black Lives Matter, rioters, Antifa, Joe Biden's voters, in other words, to literally attempt to threaten lawmakers into not doing their job. Now, this is interesting from this standpoint, Sarah, and we were talking about it before the break. I was getting into this just a wee bit. But you have what ostensibly amounts to, and you experienced it in that Red Hen restaurant. People that disagreed with you could not peaceably disagree. They had to force you to sit, not enjoy your meal, but to get up, be rushed out, and then it wasn't even enough for them to kick you out of that restaurant. Your family, your family, many of whom are not even in politics, couldn't have dinner across the street without more harassment themselves. The president is watching these anarchists burn cities down from coast to coast. I mentioned earlier the DA's races that George Soros is funding to the millions of dollars in cities all across the country so that these people don't get put in prison. But Sarah, that incident in the Red Hen kind of began to, in my estimation, catapult this thing called cancel culture. And I'm just curious, from your perception, have we stamped out the fire of that at all, or are we watching literally more of it burn?
I don't think we're, unfortunately, stamping out the fire at all. I think that what's happening in major cities across this country is very sad. And, you know, instead of peaceful gatherings where people are discussing the difference of ideas, we're seeing businesses and burned to the ground, cities completely destroyed. And that's just not who we are as a country. We certainly should encourage people to peacefully protest and to speak out on their beliefs. And that's what makes America special, is that we have the ability to do that. What we shouldn't do is allow people to destroy our communities and hurt our communities, including innocent individuals and their businesses, because they disagree with them politically or they don't like something that's happening. I think we have to be very careful how we handle these situations. And I think that's one of the reasons the president is doing better and is surging in the polls right now. And you're seeing Joe Biden come out of his basement, is because people want a country of law and order, and they see Donald Trump as the person who can bring that law and order, and they don't see that in Joe Biden.
You've worked a lot of campaigns. I mean, back to the time when your dad was running for governor and as one of the nation's longest serving governors, then his presidential campaigns, and of course with the president's campaign. I do want to ask you about this. In 2020, I think the adage still holds true that the person who sets the narrative is actually winning the election. Do you feel like that's true? Is Joe Biden constantly reacting to Donald Trump? And if so, does that give you some encouragement that the president is setting the tone necessary to win a big reelection?
In fact, don't answer that just yet, Sarah, because this is the shorter segment and we've got more to come. So hold on that thought. I'll let you ruminate on it. Come back. Sarah Huckabee Sanders' new book, Speaking for Myself. We continue. It's Radio Night live from a beautiful New York City. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you back with us, and we're so appreciative of Sarah Sanders taking such a lengthy visit with us tonight. Sarah, I really am grateful. The book is called Speaking for Myself, and it is already a New York Times number one bestseller, and again, we haven't had a chance to have this kind of interface in quite some time, so I appreciate you being with us tonight. Sarah, the one of the things, and you and I have worked campaigns going way back to your dad's first presidential campaign, one of the things that people talk about a lot is the setting of the narrative. Who is actually determining the course of the conversation? And it seems to me that in this cycle, Donald Trump does something, Joe Biden reacts. Trump does something, Biden reacts. Trump does something, Biden reacts. That tells me Biden's not leading, that he's not setting the course of anything, and that he's probably going to lose. I'm curious as to your thoughts about what you think regarding that.
certainly, I think he has a lot of influence over the conversation. I've never seen anything where Donald Trump hasn't dominated the news and the narrative. Since the day he announced for office, he has pretty much controlled the narrative and almost all the media. No matter what is happening in the world, somehow it turns back to Donald Trump. And so I don't think that's ever been a problem for him whatsoever, and certainly will serve as an advantage for him going into 2020. So much of the time, it doesn't even feel like Joe Biden is part of the conversation. He's kind of an afterthought. We haven't seen a lot of him over the last several weeks until just recently, and now you're seeing him get out on the campaign trail. And I think that's because he knows that the president has gained a lot of ground, and people are seeing him as the leader to restore law and order across the country.
Yeah.
The other,
I think their internals have to be showing it too. I think that they're getting bad news on their own turf.
Absolutely, and I think one of the big areas where they have to be afraid is the enthusiasm gap. There's no question that there's not a lot of excitement for Joe Biden, but there is a tremendous amount of excitement and support out there for Donald Trump.
Right.
And you look at his campaign events, and, you know, the boat parades that are taking place all over the country, something I'd never really even seen before. And there is just, it's far and wide. And it seems like the Biden camp, the only thing they really have going for it is that there are some people that just don't like this president. And they're not necessarily supporting Biden, but they're supporting whoever is running against Donald Trump. And I think that's really going to hurt him in November.
I think so, too. I think he's going to get record numbers of African Americans and Latinos voting for him as well in terms of GOP modern era history. Sarah Sanders, let me just a couple more questions. And thank you again for taking a generous amount of time with us today. I'm really grateful. When you came out of the White House and you went back to private life, more or less, obviously you're married, your beautiful family is growing fast. I'm sure that dad would like to see it. Maybe the kids slow down a little bit, not grow so fast. I'm sure you're probably some days going, I wish they could grow a little faster. But at the end of the day, you're very young and you've got a lot of different opportunities that might sit at your doorstep. If you were to look back on your life 60 years from now, what would you have hoped to have accomplished in your life if you could design it from scratch?
Well, I think the most important thing for me and the thing I'm most proud of is the fact that I am a mom. I have three incredible kids, Scarlett, Huck, and George, who keep life interesting and fun. I have an amazing partner in my husband, Brian, who I couldn't nor would I want to do any of this without. One, I don't think I can handle all three kids by myself. But also, it just makes such a difference to have a support system and a partner in everything that I do. And I have that in my husband. And those are the things I'm certainly most proud of. You know, one of the biggest responsibilities I have is being a mom and raising kids to love God, love their country, and be good to other people. And so when I, you know, 10, 15, 20 years from now, when I look back, I hope that I can say that I taught my kids those three things, and that would make me the proudest I could be and make me feel pretty accomplished if I can say that.
Yeah, well, you're a great reflection of your own parents. Okay, last question. The word faith appears in the subtitle of your book. You've already mentioned and invoked God twice in this conversation. How important is Sarah Huckabee's faith to her? And was there, on the worst days in the White House, where not nice things were said, was there ever a verse or something that pulled you through in a moment that just made you understand, okay, God's got this, it's all good?
Yeah, that was pretty much every day, Kevin. I leaned on my faith constantly during my time in the White House. You know, one of the things that helped me get through each day is I wasn't looking for the New York Times or the Washington Post or anybody else to define me. Our Creator had already done that, and so I didn't have to worry when I stepped up to that podium what would happen if I messed up or if I said the wrong thing. I knew that at the end of the day, I would still have my faith. I would still have my family, and I still get to live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. And knowing that gave me a confidence to go in and tackle even the most difficult days. So there were so many moments that I needed my faith, that I leaned on it, and that it got me through, you know, those very challenging and hard days.
Well, I don't remember which year it was. It may have been the last one you had before leaving, but my favorite moment of your term as press secretary was the day that you made everybody say one thing that they were thankful for around Thanksgiving before they were allowed to ask their question. And it was my favorite both because, again, you were like the perfect mom in charge there. You're like, okay, kids, just calm down. But it was also very telling that some of them had a hard time coming up with stuff. It was just, I was like, Sarah Huckabee needs to be president someday. That's what I was thinking at the moment. But anyway, congratulations on the book. Thanks for sharing your time with us. And please give my best to your family. And hopefully we'll get to talk to you again down the road.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Kevin. And I hope people enjoy reading the book as much as I enjoyed writing it. And I hope they'll head over to speakingformyself.com and grab a copy for themselves and, you know, maybe two or three for their friends and family as
there
well.
There you go. There you go. Speakingformyself.com. I was not aware of the website. I will now plug that, speakingformyself.com. And the book, of course, Speaking for Myself. And it's already a number one bestseller. On Amazon.com
and the New York Times. It hit both bestsellers lists simultaneously because, well, people wanted to hear what she had to say as she was speaking for herself. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, our guest in the Ladies Lounge tonight. Final segment, very fast show, coming up next. Stay with us.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was already I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, it's called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
gorgeous shot of New York City, Lower Manhattan, and the Freedom Tower that's there. If you're watching on Biz TV or on the stream, just and you know what's sad is that like that looks beautiful right now. You wouldn't know that it masks all the problems that New York City is having right now because of failed leadership, because of failed, incompetent mayors, governors, people that should know and do better that aren't for the citizens. And it is really a sad thing. If you're in any other part of the country, pray for us in the New York area. It's a tough times that we're in. Speaking of tough times, the news continues to roll across tonight. What people will do if the Republicans decide to nominate and then confirm a justice. Jerry Nadler, a congressman from New York City, proposing that the Senate expand the number of SCOTUS justices if Dems win the election. Friends, I will guarantee you that whenever the Democrats win the next election for president and control of the Senate, that's exactly what they're going to do. They cannot stand that the people of the United States have decided to have an administration in place and a Senate supporting it that was able to push through 300 judges this time. It's just, and they're going to get a third swipe at the Supreme Court. We'll see what happens with the election, but it will be interesting. All right, I had a little misfire on this video in the first hour. I'll play it again for you. Joe Biden he's fun to watch on the campaign trail, I got to tell you, because sometimes he says things that don't make any sense, and sometimes he sees people that aren't there. Take a look at this if you're just joining us. This is Harris Faulkner.
For president in this race is walking off the plane, arriving in Florida just moments ago. Former Vice President Joe Biden, he's there to try to court
the
The woman that taped that obviously is having a good time with it, but poor Joe. And then Facebook, I've got these still frames here. I posted that video on my Facebook feed, and Facebook actually covered it. Do we have the covered version of the Facebook feed? They said fake news. They literally put the fake news and they blacked it out. And they said, no, it's not allowed. And then you wonder why, because I said in the post he's waving to an empty field. He was waving to an empty field. People are like, no, there's somebody over there. He wasn't waving in their direction. He was waving at the empty field. That was the weird part. But it got flagged as fake news. You could see right there the video, clear as day. Nobody's there. He's waving at a fire truck. Maybe the fire truck was waving at him. I don't know. Sometimes Uncle Joe, you know, he sees things. He talks to people. They're not always there, and he's not always talking to anyone in particular. But we'll see where all of this goes. Tomorrow, I should have an interesting piece in townhall.com about where we are on this trail, and I hope that you'll read that as well. Okay, we've got a lot to get to throughout the week. Join us. Get the podcast every day, Kevin McCullough Radio, and then be back here next week. Candace Owens, my special guest, and she will join us for the first time on...
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.